Recovery Radio, KMP3000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. And email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am grateful I have no desire to drink today. I don't say that often enough. I start every show with it, but I don't. When I really mentally land on what it was like when the obsession to drink and the desire to drink returned, it was literally hell on earth. There was nothing worse. And having no desire to drink is not something I take for granted. I don't say it just to say it. I lived with the desire to drink for years. It was torture. It was fucking torture. And it's so easy to take that for granted, especially if you've never had it return. But I've had it return. I took it for granted before it returned. I did. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee here from Don, with some Don Francisco's hazelnut and some Trader Joe's French roast. Page 85, first full paragraph, it's easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. We're headed for trouble if we do, for alcohol is a subtle foe. We are not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve, contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. We have a daily reprieve that's contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Daily reprieve, not a monthly reprieve, not a yearly reprieve, a daily reprieve. I can't tell you how many thousands of times I've had this conversation with people who are like, well, I hear you, but you know, drinking's not a problem for me anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. And then sometimes the insanity of alcohol returns and they drink again and they're mystified. But it is deeply ingrained in me that I have a daily reprieve that's contingent on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. And that's it. Is this thing on? Just kidding. All right. Today I'm going to talk about restless, irritable, and discontented. There's a lot here that is tangled up in terms of what the big book is saying and how this is talked about around me. So I'm going to read an email that I got, and then I'm going to read some things from the big book where it talks about that. If you want to get ready for that, it's on Roman numeral 28, XXVIII, in the doctor's opinion. We'll start with this email. It says, I hope you are well. If I hear that alcoholics drink because they are irritable, restless, and discontented one more time, I think I'm going to shoot myself. LOL. This line in the doctor's opinion seems to be taken out of context all the time. I agree. I'm going to read it in a minute and talk about that. My mother drank when she was irritable, restless, and discontent. She was not an alcoholic. My mother liked the effect produced by alcohol. She was not an alcoholic. My mother was spiritually sick. She was not an alcoholic. Once you cross the line and become alcoholic, you now have an alcoholic mind. The alcoholic mind does not care how I am feeling. The alcoholic mind does not care if it's a sunny day or a rainy day. I will convince myself to drink on the day I get divorced and on the day I get married. The stories and examples in the chapter More About Alcoholism talk about the mental states that precede the first drink, not the feelings or emotions that precede the first drink. I think the line in the doctor's opinion is speaking of an alcoholic that is between sprees. That's correct. I'm going to read it in a second. Yes, I felt irritable, restless, and in between benders. Can you do a podcast that addresses irritable, restless, and discontent? Thanks for all you do. I agree wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Let's go to the big book. I'm going to support what he just wrote. On page Roman numeral 28. Last paragraph. Men and women drink essentially because they like the effect produced by alcohol. The sensation is so elusive that while they admit it is injurious, they cannot, after a time, differentiate the true from the false. To them, their alcoholic life seems the only normal one. They are restless, irritable, and discontented unless they can again experience the sense of ease and comfort which comes at once by taking a few drinks. They are talking about a still practicing alcoholic who's between sprees. That's what they're talking about. After they have succumbed to the desire again, as so many do, and the phenomenon of craving develops, they pass through the well-known stages of a spree, emerging remorseful, the firm resolution not to drink again. This is repeated over and over, and unless this person can experience an entire psychic change, there is very little hope of his recovery. On the other hand, as strange as this may seem to those who do not understand, once a psychic change has occurred, the very same person who seemed doomed, who had so many problems he despaired of ever solving them, suddenly finds himself easily able to control his desire for alcohol. The only effort necessary being that required to follow a few simple rules. So, when the big book is describing restless, irritable, and discontented, they are describing a person who is still drinking, who's between sprees. They're not describing somebody who's sober for years, who's had a psychic change. Now, you may be sober for years, and you may have had a psychic change. And you may be calling yourself irritable, restless, and discontented, but that's not what the book is referring to. The book is referring to someone who's still practicing an alcoholic lifestyle, still drinking, who's between drinking bouts, And it goes on to say, the top of Roman numeral 30, that another thing that this email talks about, which is that the alcoholic's not drinking because of their feelings. It's not like that once you have the alcoholic mind. Once you develop the alcoholic mind, it says at the top of Roman numeral 30, these men were not drinking to escape. They weren't drinking for the effects produced by alcohol anymore. It's not why they're doing it. They've lost control now. Now, it says, if I can find it, these men were not drinking to escape. They were drinking to overcome a craving beyond their mental control. So to get to the heart of why hearing people say that restless, irritable, discontented makes me sad, is that the implication that my default now is to be restless, irritable, and discontented really shits on the power of the solution to me. My default is not restless, irritable, and discontented anymore. I wake up grateful. My default is not those things. I've had a psychic change. My default now is very different. And it makes it sound like the solution isn't that effective, where we're just restless, irritable, and discontent. Usually, I found a solution for those things. I found a way to master my resentments, to overcome fear. I found tools that will help me demonstrate God's omnipotence. You know, it describes, can you imagine if the big book said, if you do all this, you're still going to usually be restless, irritable, and discontented, but just pray about it. Can you imagine if the book said that you're going to spend... What the book says is, we found much of heaven. We've been rocketed in the fourth dimension of existence of which we had not even dreamed. We have to look no further for utopia. We can live in a new and wonderful world no matter what our present circumstances are. Our fears fall from us. We begin to lose our fear of everything. Today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We felt a new power flow in. We can face life successfully. By their definition, that means we can face life in a way where we're not usually in conflict or collision with something or somebody. I mean, that's very different than I'm restless. My default is restlessness, irritability, and discontentedness. That's why it bothers me, because it just sounds like the solution sucks. But just to simplify all this, just to go back to point to this, is that when the big book says we're restless, irritable, and discontented, they are not describing somebody who's been sober, who's had a psychic change. They're describing an alcoholic who's still drinking, and their state of being between sprees. And it goes on to say, we are not drinking because we are restless, irritable, and discontented. We are drinking to overcome a craving beyond our mental control. I'll give a shout out today to Mallory, to Matt, to Dr. Wu, Special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. If anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. And that's it. That's all. That's it. That's the show. Moving on. I'm going to go model now. I'm going to go lay on a rock in the sun. The bay leaf on. I'm going to flex, drink a cappuccino. I'm going to wear a fig leaf. I'm going to lay on a rock underneath the sun, wearing nothing but a fig leaf. Life was saved, but I'm gonna go try to live a life that's worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.